Praise Ahadiah through Yeshaya. Praise his blessed name. We've got to praise Ahadiah through Yeshaya. Praise his blessed name. Yeah. We've got to praise Ahayah through Yeshaya. Praise his blessed name. We've got to praise Ahayah through Yeshaya. Praise his blessed name. Come on, praise him. Come on, people, praise him. We got to praise Ahayah today. Yes, we do. Praise Ahayah through Yeshaya. Praise his blessed name. Got to praise Ahayah through Yeshaya. Praise his blessed name. Got to praise Ahayah through Yeshaya. Got to praise his blessed name. Yes. Praise Ahayah through Yeshaya. Praise his blessed name. Shalom, everyone. This is Evangelist James and his beautiful wife, Evangelist Louise. And we're back at home base. And Louise is next door at her daughter's right now. And praise Ahayah for everything. We've got to give him all the praise, honor, and glory. And thanksgiving in Yeshaya's mighty name. We are here in Oklahoma, at Lake Texoma. Praise Ahayah. And we are with Scriptures Across the World and Watchman Street Ministry here on Repent Radio, Anchor.fm, which is Spotify for podcasters. And we've got a praise, prayer, testimony, and discussion line. And that number is 407-476-7163. And you can call that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You may have a praise report. You may want prayer. And you may want to give your testimony. We all have testimony. You may want to have a discussion with us. Well, that number is 407-476-7163. Praise Ahayah for everything. And well, up in Missouri and in the upper part of Oklahoma, they got a lot of tracks and sign. We did a lot of sign holding and ministry. Praise Ahayah, and a lot of people received it. And hopefully we'll be on another trip soon. Praise Ahayah through Yeshaya for everything. And well, anyways, give us a call at 407-476-7163. And we're going to talk about a lot of different things. You know, Jeremiah 29 speaks in it. Verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith Ahijah, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith Ahijah, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations, and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith Ahijah. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Think about that. Praise Ahijah for everything. Right now it's raining. But we praise Ahijah for everything he's done and is doing in our lives. We've got to give him all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory for it all. And praise Ahijah, we get rain when we need it, you know. Hopefully not too much of it, though. But we give him all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. And you know, there'll be a day, well, like it says, when you search, you'll be found of Ahijah if you search for him. And let's see what it says, Isaiah 55, verse 6. Seek ye Ahijah while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto Ahijah, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our Elohim, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith Ahijah. So, think about that. Praise Ahijah, you know. He is great, you know. He is merciful. And you got to think that his mercy endures forever. Praise Ahijah, you know. But we're to seek him while he may be found. In other words, one day he won't be found if you don't seek him now. Think about that, y'all. We've got to give, but remember, there's no weapon that is, like Isaiah 54:17 said, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemned. This is the heritage of the servants of Ahijah, and their righteousness is of me, saith Ahijah. Why? Because we seek him. We're to seek him. And yeah, let's go to Matthew chapter 6. We're doing precept on precept here. Line upon line. Here little, there little. Matthew 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of Ahijah and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We're to seek Ahijah. We're to seek his kingdom and his righteousness. Think about that. That's why it says here that lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. You know, treasures upon earth, that your fancy house, your fancy automobile, making all that big money, 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 you know. Remember what it says here. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve Ahijah and mammon or money. Okay. Reason that you cannot by your treasures upon, you need to, it says here, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart also be. And we've got to remember, Ahijah comes first in our lives. When we seek him and we seek the kingdom, we're to make him our life. Praise Ahijah. Praise Ahijah for everything. And we've got to remember, we're to lay our treasures in heaven, not here on earth. Because when you try to lay them on earth, here's what the thing is. A lot of people, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Wow. That is powerful. That is powerful, yeah. A man selling change. Himself for riches. What's so powerful about that? Well, you can't really sell your soul when you don't own it. You don't even own your body. Wait a minute. Yeah. No, you wait a minute, because what I'm saying is true. Scriptural. You mean I don't own my body? Nope. You were bought with the price. Come on now. I own my body. No, you don't. You just think you do. Are you for real? Yes, I'm for real. You don't own your body. How you died. And you were bought with the price, so you need to serve Yeshua. You need to put him in your life. Number one. What makes you think I gotta put him number one? Well, it says here, that, what? Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Ruach Kadosh, which is in you? Your body's the temple of the Ruach Kadosh, the Holy Spirit. Okay? Which is in you. When you serve Ahayah, which ye have of Ahayah, and ye are not your own. I don't know, you don't own your body. It's the temple of the Ruach Kadosh, the Holy Spirit. So you need to have Yeshua. You need to repent of your sins and get right with the Ahayah through Yeshua, so that the Ruach Kadosh, the Holy Spirit, will live in you. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify Ahayah in your body and in your spirit, which are Ahayah's. Think about that. And people, if you're messing with harlots or you're messing with Johns, or you're messing with anything, anybody, you know, when you are fornicating, you're getting married, you're getting married every time you have sex with someone. You're becoming one with that person. What makes you think? Okay, let's go to 1 Corinthians 6, the same chapter. Verse 15. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Messiah? Shall I then take the members of Messiah and make them the members of an harlot? Ahayah forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body for two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the master is one spirit. Wow. Think about this. Let's go to verse 9 of the same chapter. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of Ahiah? Be not deceived. Okay, so don't be deceived about this. But we're to know that the righteous shall not inherit the kingdom of Ahiah. Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, okay, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of Ahiah. And such were some of you. But ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Master Yeshua, and by the Spirit of our Elohim. Well, the first one after be not deceived was fornicators. And you've seen what it said, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Masturbation's a sin. Looking at pornography and masturbating is same as fornication. Why do you think it says in there to look after a woman with lust is the same as committing adultery in the heart? What it says, let's go to Matthew chapter 5 real quick. Verse 27 of Matthew 5, ye have heard that it was said by them at old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Think about that. And that's one of the commandments is, thou shalt not commit adultery. But he goes, if you look after a woman with lust, same as committing it in your heart. You know, it is a little crazy at times. Just thought I'd bring that out. because that's important. Your body is the temple of the Ruach Kodesh, bought for by Yeshaya, dying on that tree, and then on the third day rose again. He didn't have to for you. He's a higher in the flesh. Think about it. He obeyed the Father. He loved his Father, and he loves us and loved us enough that he went through with it.
But praise the highest for it all.
You know, Yeshaya's coming back soon. Look at everything that's going on. Look at these Monday, the 25th, supposed to have a blood moon. They just started telling people. And don't forget, April 8th. The big deal, you know. Is the eclipse. The solar eclipse on the 8th. Now think about that, y'all. And they're saying all kinds of stuff about the solar eclipse on the 8th of April. They're talking about like the end of, like the rapture going to take place that day. Which it says immediately, let's go to Matthew 24. Well, we know that they've been talking crazy about these people called Deagle, which is part of Department of Defense. They're a contractor or something, if I'm not mistaken. But first, we're going to read this. Matthew 24, verse 29 through 31. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with the great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Praise Ahaya, that's so immediately after the tribulation is when that's going to take place. It says there that tribulation has got to happen. It's immediately after the tribulation of those days when that will happen. Have we been in the Great Tribulation yet? Well, a lot of stuff's been going on the last 3 or 4 years. COVID stuff. Do not take that vaccine, people. Because that may not be the mark per se, but it is what's leading to the mark. What do you say about that? Well, it'll start you with that. Then it's going to turn into where they're going to probably do those digital passports. But they're going to require these vaccines. And so that was like a test run to get all this going. And talking about Deagle. They have been saying for years, 2025, the census for the United States, well, of the world, the different censuses for population, well, the United States is going to have 90 million people. Well, you know what the... That sounds good in a way, saying 90 million people. But the thing about it, though, is there's 329 to 340 million people in the U.S. now. Not to mention all of these illegal migrants coming in like crazy, thousands. They're saying a day or something. Come on now. Population be increasing, not decreasing. Think about it, y'all. But they're saying 90 million 2025 in the U.S. So what does that mean? Give us a call at 407-476-7163. And let us know. I mean, because they are supposedly a legit what you call a Department of Defense deal. And why would they be saying population 90 million, but then 2024, 2022, all these years before, we're way up there. Are they letting you know that it's pandemic and the people that took these vaccines are dying out? Or nuclear attack is going to happen and they got it all scripted out? And what got me today, I heard this broadcast today. Yeah, we figured, you know, the NFL, National Football League, is called sports entertainment. Same as WWE wrestling is called, you know, sports entertainment. So does that mean that everything is scripted? Well, maybe this stuff about what they're doing behind the scene, I mean, something about this down to 90 million. One time I heard, I seen, I think back in A few years back, they were saying 50 million for the U.S. population in 2025. I mean, something's got to be going on for them to say this. And this is now, this is what, March 21st of 2024. And yet they're saying 7 out of 10 people gonna be dead next year. Or gone from the United States, one of the two. However they're looking at it. If that ain't something to tell everyone to wake up, repent, get your houses in order, I don't know what is. Y'all can Google it. Deagle. I think it's DEAGEL. Population United States 2025. It's something to sound the alarm. People, you need to repent and get right with the Ahaya through Yeshaya. Ahaya owns our bodies. This government don't. Nobody does. We don't even own our own bodies. Ahaya owns them. And these women says, my body, it ain't your body. It's Ahaya's body. He owns it. He bought it with the price, sacrificing his son for you. So that you could have a chance to make heaven, eternal life, and not burn for eternity. If you've taken the vaccine, repent, do not take any more. You may still have a chance. He's not willing for any to perish, but that all would come to repentance. It's time, people, to get right with the Ahaya through Yeshaya. He's about to judge, and he's about to come back. And he's coming back with the sword. These armies that think they're going to take on Yeshaya, let's read some here in Revelation 19. Verse 11. Revelation 19, verse 11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with the vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of Ahaya, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty Ahayah. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Sovereign of Masters. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great Elohim. Wow. Think about his army came on horses. They're coming on horses, flying. Him and his army that were in heaven, all upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And now he's this angel talking to the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great Elohim, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Look at all this military buildup in this world right now. Could it be they're making it look like they're fighting each other when in actuality they're getting ready for this? And this is what happens. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Think about that. The fowl, how you use them, going to eat the flesh of all these people, all these kings, all of them. That, wow, when they try to fight Yeshua. People, you don't want to fight Yeshua. You want to be on his team, the winning team. And here's another reason why we don't believe that he's coming back so soon. Revelation chapter 20. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Yeshua, and for the word of Ahijah, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Messiah 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. So think about that. All of this has got to take place, because these are the ones that are in that first resurrection, are the ones, it says, they lived and reigned with Messiah 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. And they said, this is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of Ahijah and of Messiah, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Think about that. You want to reign with Yeshua for 1,000 years, you better repent and do not take the mark of the beast. Just letting y'all know, Yeshua's coming back with a vengeance. And people will say, well, everything's going to be all right, you know. He's not going to destroy the stuff. The Most High loves everyone. He's not going to do anything. Well, the Most High is going to get rid of all the wickedness. All the wicked's going to perish. So you better make sure you're not one of the wicked. They're going to be the ones cast into the lake of fire. The wicked. Better get right with the Ahijah. That's all I can say. That's why this is called Repent Radio, because we're preaching people to repent. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Ahijah as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Ahijah is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us word, not willing that any should repent, that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He's wanting all to come to repentance. He's not willing for you to perish. Let's go to Luke chapter 24. verses 46 and 47. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behoved Messiah to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. He's wanting us to repent. He's wanting us to come to him and seek him. What does it say? Seek ye first the kingdom of Ahia and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He's wanting to be in control of your life. He'll let you control your life because he gave us free will to choose. But you still belong to him at the end of the day. He gave you the opportunity to choose life or choose death. Be wise. Choose life. Life is choosing the higher through Yeshua. Death is do your own thing. You know what's so strange? If you want to make heaven, you got to do what Yeshua says, what Ahia says. But you make your own decisions, you do your own thing, you won't make it there. But the thing is, you know, if you ain't getting in spiritual warfare all the time, you better check yourself, because the devil won't attack you if you're doing your own thing. Because that's what he wants you to do. Because you do your own thing, you're going to go to hell anyway. If you do what he wants, if you serve him or you don't serve him, you're going to hell. But if you serve Ahia, he's going to attack you because he wants you to go to hell. He don't want you to make heaven. So don't listen to Satan and do your own thing. Serve Ahia and do what Ahia wants you to do. Serve him. Live for Ahia by repenting of your sins. Get baptized in the names of Ahia, Yeshua, and the Ruach Kadosh, Holy Spirit, for the remission of sins and for the sins of your forefathers. We can baptize you if we're in your area. If not, we can possibly find someone who can. But anyways, it's important to get in that water and get baptized. And repentance. And then keep the commandments. Because he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. So if he's saying, if you love me, keep my commandments. Well, if you don't keep his commandments, then do you love him? He's saying, if you love him, keep his commandments. So if you're not keeping his commandments, then actually you're not loving him. Think about it, y'all. We ain't got to keep the law. He said, if you love him, keep the commandments. He didn't do away with the law and the prophets. He came to fulfill. And as long as heaven and earth is still hasn't passed, let's see what it says in Matthew chapter 5. Verse 17, think not that I am come to destroy the Torah or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, hasn't passed yet, one iota, one tittle shall in no wise pass from the Torah till all be fulfilled. So till heaven and earth pass, not one iota or tittle in no wise pass from the Torah till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Think about that, y'all. It's getting there, nitty gritty. Yeshua's coming back soon. Be ready. Because if not, he's coming like a thief in the night. Think about that. You'd be like, well, he's been saying that for years, so we still got a long time before he shows up. You know, that's when he'll show up. He ain't got to show up. You could die and wind up going to him, you know, beforehand. So, think about that. Because remember, tick tock, tick tock. Time is gonna stop one day. Better be right and ready. And y'all have a blessed evening. Give us a call at 407-476-7163. And y'all have a blessed evening. Shalom from the both of you.